So, today, House Democrats announced two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one for abusing his power and asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden, the other for obstructing Congress as lawmakers investigated by ordering key witnesses not to testify. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff explained why Democrats aren't fighting that in court and are urgently moving to bring a vote on the articles by Christmas.
The argument, "Why don't you just wait," amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election? Why not let him cheat just one more time? Why not let him have foreign help just one more time?
Let's bring in Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse. He's a Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, which worked overnight drafting these articles. And Congressman, your committee didn't bring a third article of impeachment, obstruction of justice, stemming from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now, Mueller said he was unable to clear the president of obstruction, but left it to Congress to impeach or charge him. So did you fail Mueller and the American people by not doing that?
I don't think that's the case, Robin, but thank you for having me on. I would say this. I think there is clearly broad consensus within our Democratic caucus in the House that the president's actions really represents a continuing threat to the integrity of our elections and ultimately the sanctity of our democracy in terms of the undermining of our national security by virtue of the abuse of power that he engaged in, as well as the wholesale obstruction of Congress that he engaged in. And so that ultimately became the focus of the two articles that were introduced just today. As you'll see within the text of the articles, there is a pattern reflected in both the abuse of power article as well as the obstruction of Congress that references the realities of this president's conduct in terms of the pattern of conduct that he had engaged in. And that is to say, both actively inviting interference in the last presidential election and now soliciting foreign intervention into this one, as well as with respect to obstruction, the pattern of obstruction that the president had engaged in previously, for instance, the special counsel's investigation, and then, of course, obstructing Congress in its role in investigating the interference that this president has solicited into the next election.
And when you talk about the last election, there was President Trump, for instance, standing at a lectern and saying, "Russia, if you're listening, how about getting those emails?" Well, as you know, law professor Jonathan Turley, testifying last week, called by the Republicans, said that Democrats are abusing their power by rushing. Now, there haven't been firsthand witnesses like Mick Mulvaney, the president's chief of staff, who said publicly, "Yeah, there was a quid pro quo with Ukraine, get over it." Of course, Turley didn't acknowledge that you would have to have gone to court to fight the White House for refusing to hand over information. But given that call from Turley, you know, saying you're not finished here, you're not ready, do you feel you are ready?
I think we are ready. I think the evidence of the president's actions is overwhelming, and I think Chairman Schiff, during the inquiry that he conducted, compiled a incredible record of evidence that outlines the president's misconduct in this regard. And I had a chance to question Professor Turley, as you know, during the hearing that we held in front of the Judiciary Committee just last week. And he conceded during the hearing that, unlike President Nixon and President Clinton, this president has engaged in a wholesale obstruction of Congress, the likes of which we frankly have never seen before. As you know, the reason why we did not hear from people like Secretary Perry and several other witnesses, including the interim White House Chief of Staff, is because the president issued a directive essentially saying that he was going to not allow his administration to participate in this impeachment inquiry at all. That complete defiance of congressional oversight is unique and unprecedented, and you know, ultimately, we believe that it is grounds to proceed with the obstruction of Congress article that we have introduced.
Well, and the Republicans say this is a coup. They spoke, as Democrats did today, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying Democrats are just removing an elected president just because you don't like President Trump. Further, he said some things distorting the Justice Department Inspector General report that came out yesterday, finding that there was no bias in the Russia investigation, no spying in the Trump campaign, although there were problems with some of the ways warrants were sought. But what do you do, given that the president has a bullhorn, a very big bullhorn, and he can say things like the IG report was vindicating when it wasn't? You know, there's a narrative that's building that you are undertaking a coup. How do you overcome that?
Well, it's a false narrative for the reasons that you stated, Robin. And I will just say it's regrettable that so many of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle have refused to ultimately choose country over party. I think there are many of us that were hopeful that through this inquiry, our colleagues would ultimately view the facts objectively, review the evidence against the relevant legal and constitutional standards. And ultimately, if they did that, they would reach the same conclusion that we have, which is that ultimately this president clearly abused his power and obstructed Congress. And unfortunately, my colleagues have not done that yet. Obviously, as you know, we have several more steps in this process. We'll mark up the articles and then potentially send those to the floor for the full House's consideration. So it remains to be seen whether there will, in fact, be some Republicans that will choose country over party. I'm hopeful that they will do so.
Congressman Joe Neguse, the Democrat from Colorado and member of the House Judiciary Committee, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.